We are on Daf Nun Amrav. And we were talking yesterday, when we finished, we were talking yesterday about the parallel between Tumah Hutra B'Tibur and Parhelim Dover. Just to go over that again, Parhelim Dover is when you have basically made a mistake and they passed in a certain way and they were matir one of the Surim in the Torah, one of the Surim which are Chayav Kores, or worse. And in that case, the Beis Din and the community bring korbanos to atone for it. Each individual does not have to bring korban for their specific sin, but rather each shevet brings and Beis Din brings on behalf of themselves, and that way you achieve kapara. So the question is, how many people have to sin in order to be able to achieve kapara en masse as opposed to individually? And generally speaking, the conventional understanding was that it's a majority of Am Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda says each shevet by itself can be considered to be a community vis-a-vis this, and therefore if you have one shevet which sinned, or the majority of one shevet which sinned, so then they bring one korban for themselves, for the entire shevet, and other shvatim also can follow suit, even if you know the majority of other shvatim, but one korban can be brought on behalf of the entire shevet. You don't bring individual korbanos for each of the people who sinned. So the question is here also by Korban Pesach, if one shevet has became tummy, can they make the Korban Pesach by themselves? Because they're also already considered to be a congregation. So let's take it from truth is, I guess you're taking from the bottom of the Mem Tesoma base, right at the bottom. Three lines at the bottom. Tani Rameir, Rameir says, He machtis kol shvatim, he machtis kol shevet shevet. It doesn't matter whether you have half of all the shvatim altogether or half in each and every shevet, uvat rof. The bottom line is you need to have a majority of the community, of the entire klai, so you don't go by each individual shevet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatzi kol shevet v'shevet u'b'uvad rov. If you have a half of each and every shevet, meaning there's no majority of any, there isn't an entire shevet which sin, then you need to have a majority of Am Yisrael in order to get out of bringing a korban for each individual. Shvatim shleim, but if you have an entire shevet which sin, shevet echad kor kol shvatim, so that shevet makes it as if the majority of Am Yisrael sin, and therefore each shevet which participates in Avera only has to be one korban for the entire shevet. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shvatim Kriyan Kol, Rabbi Meir says Am Yisrael is only a congregation when all the Shvatim are taken together. Now here there's a big mistake in the Girsa. Let's look at the Korban Eda, who changes the Girsa significantly, and last of the wide lines on top, Hachi Garcinan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shevet Shevet Ikrei Kol. Each Shevet is called the Kol independently. Asi the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So that which Rabbi Yehuda said is called the Rabbi Shimon. Kamad the Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, there in Masechet Ahorio said, Kol Shevet Shevet Kori Kol. Each and every Shevet is called its own Kol. Kain Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so to Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shevet Shevet Ikrei Kol. Kori Kol. Each Shevet is considered to be a Kol. They each are considered to be a congregation by themselves. So now the gears are still messed up in the Gemara, but going to the next line in the Gemara, the fourth line down, Ma Nafi Beneo. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? If both of them hold each shevet is called a kohol, what is the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So the answer is Gerera. The schlepping along of other shvatim is the difference. What do you mean by the schlepping along of other shvatim? Skipping now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the fifth line down, but we have the word afagav. You see that? Right before the afagav, right before that, forget about the word kol shvatim. We should say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shevet echad gorek kol shvatim. One shevet drags along all the shvatim. Rabbi Shimon and Shevet Echad Gorek Kol Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon says one Shevet does not drag along the rest of the Shvatim. Afagav, now continuing the word. Afagav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says shevet echad gorer kol shvatim. If one shevet would sin in its entirety, that each one of the other shvatim, even if a minority of each one of the other shvatim sin, that each one of the other shvatim can bring one korban on behalf of all its members who participate in avera. Again, since they're schlepped along with the one shevet which did commit the avera in its entirety, so therefore all of them can bring one korban. So even though Rabbi Yehuda says that, Modu Shetel Rod Melishkas Agazi. He of course agrees that the actual Psak Halacha has to come from the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim. In other words, I might think that just since each Shevet is considered to be a congregation, so in order to have the Parhelim Dover brought, you only need the regional basin to Paskin, right? The basin of the specific Shevet. And that would be sufficient for the Shevet which thinned in its entirety to bring only one carbon. So therefore he says, no, it's not the case. In order to bring only one korban, the psak must have come from the base of Nagorim Yushalayim. If they come from the base of Nagorim Yushalayim, no matter how many or how few people sin, you have to bring individual korbanos. Okay? Now, once they paskin, so then we say they bring a korban, base themselves, and each of the shevet brings a korban. But they must be the ones who paskin. Rabbi Yisrael said, Taima, the reason for this is, or the logic behind this is, the Hantani of this price is Mina Mokama Washer Yivchar Hashem. It says that the rulings come out from that place where God, which God chose, which is based on Mikdash. Now, Matan Rabbi, what's the pasuk which teaches Rabbi Yehuda Shita that if one shevet sins, they schlep along the rest of the Shvatim, and each one of the shares of other Shvatim, again, even a minority of its members sin, only has to be one korban, not individual korbanos for all the sinners. Because it says, V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. It says, the way I think to read this, according to the Gemara, is, V'nislach l'chol, you're going to get forgiveness for everybody as a masses, when adas b'nei Yisrael, when one community, meaning one shevet in Am Yisrael, sins. So even when one adas sins, everybody achieves kapora on a mass basis, as opposed to individual basis. Matam de Rabbi Shimon, what's the pasuk which Rabbi Shimon uses to teach us his perspective? Because it says, Kil chol ha'am bishkoga. It says the entire nation has to be in shkoga, which means I don't look at the one specific tribe, I always look at the entire nation and rule accordingly. Okay? Ma'amakayim Rabbi Shimon, Ma'amakayim Shimon, Talon Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? Nisal Chladas B'nai Yisrael, that you forgive all the members of the congregation of Israel. It sounds like it has to be even one Eidah is sufficient, you don't need to have all the Shvati together. So we learned that it's Prat L'Noshim V'Lektanim. He learns that it's to preclude children or women who are not part of an Eidah, because Eidah is always, you know, a euphemism for minion. So if you have women who are not part of an Eidah, so they do not constitute a majority of the Shevet or a majority of Am Yisrael. Ma'amakayim Rabbi Yehuda Tanya Shimon, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pasuk Rabbi Shimon of the Chol Am Bishkoga, which seems to indicate that everybody's got to be involved in the sin in order to bring korbanos on behalf of the mass as opposed to korbanos on behalf of the individual. So what does it do? What does Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? I'm sorry, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Pasuk Rabbi Shimon? The Chol Am Bishkoga, Prat L'Shchilos of Zorim V'Sof Bishkoga. If you began the Aveira intentionally, then you decide, eh, heck, it's not worth the Aveira. I'll change the unintentional in the middle. So that's how I consider to be a Shkoga, right? Because you start off intentionally, right? Rabbi Avumashem, Rabbi Binyamin, Ben Levi said, Kroy Messiah, L'manamar Kol Shevet Shevet, Kori Kol. Last week's parsha is a riot to he who said each and every Shevet is called a Kol. Why? Because it says, Hashem told Yaakov, Goyu Kal Goyim Yemi Mecha. A nation and a congregation of nations will come from you. So, Vadayin Lo Nola Binyamin. That's going on a solitary individual on Binyamin who wasn't yet born yet. And we see that he's called a call in and of himself, right? Because it says, Goyu Kal Goyim Yemi Mecha, which refers only and exclusively to Binyamin, so must say that one is considered to be a multiplicity. Of Yeah, it's equivalent to multiplicity of goy, even though it's one tribe, so it's equivalent to a whole goy, right? A goy is a goyim, and that's why they would bring a carbon, a parhelim tar.
Well, going back to Vinislach, it was written in the singular form instead of Vinislachu.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes. No, I don't think so. I think it's because it focuses on the Adas, meaning one congregation. Mm-hmm. And Adas is like an Ada. An Ada is, you know, not necessarily all of Am Yisrael. It's a smaller unit than the entire community. Because we just meant the entire community, just said L'chol Vinislach, L'chol B'nei Yisrael. Why Adas? Because that's like a group, right? So, well, what is the group? It's a Shevet. If a Shevet teaches a Shevet sin, so only they, so they can drag along the rest of Am Yisrael in order to create whatever, whatever, you know, dispensation by Harparlim Dover they get as a result. Okay, says Ma'arma Bichir Babok Hashem Shem Chalukin Kan Kachin Chalukin Betuma. Now, just like they argue over here by Paralim Dover, so to argue by Tuma the same way, and this gets back to our sugya. The time when Oyuwa Tibor, if the community was Chetzim Torim and Chetzim Torim, Chetzim Tumei and Chetzim Torim, they're half Tumei and half Tor, so, half Tor and half Tumei, actually. HaTorim Mosim is a Rishon, the people are Tor make Pesach Rishon, Batveim Dehasheni, and the people of Tumei make Pesach Sheni Divrei Meir. In other words, you split in half. Now, here, Lieberman has, changes the next word, and which good reason, from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer at Orim Osim La'atzmam, Batmeim Osim La'atzmam. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't split up. Split up. You don't combine anybody. You're not matami anybody intentionally in order to get that situation. Amalosi said, "Ain a Pesach b'chetzio." I don't understand. A Pesach doesn't come in parts. So therefore, Okulam Yasu Betara, Okulam Yasu Betuma. Let everybody do it Betuma, let everybody do Betara. Here,
it's 50-50.
What?
But it's 50-50, so you can't make it all Tommy and all Tor.
Yeah, that's what he says. Okulam Yasu Betara, Okulam Yasu Betuma. So everybody should be Torah. Everybody tell me, what is this business of 50-50?
Well, that's the case that the Gemara's
rejecting it. I'm not sure we're on the same wavelength. But let's start for 5 lines earlier again. I'm going to hear about just like they have argued over here, so do they argue by Tumah. The time when I tell you that Tibor had chetzin Torah and chetzin Tmeim, it's half Tumah and half Torah. Torim osim es harishon, Torim make Pesach rishon, Batmeim hasheni, Batmeim make Pesach sheni. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Shimon, again Lieberman's correction, Oymer, Hatorim osim laatzma, Batmeim osim laatzma. Everybody makes Pesach rishon. Make it in two separate camps. Amalos, they said, ain't a Pesach bo, b'chetzio. No, you can't make Pesach in two separate camps. Okulim yasu b'tar, okulim yasu b'tuma. Achtus! Right? What is this business making two camps for Pesach? Manu Armelo, now who's the Armelo who said this business? So here again, Lieberman makes a very important girsa change, says Rabbi Meir. Masi Rabbi Meir says that we all don't make the Pesach in half. Says Mar, wait, this is Rabbi Meir. Lieberman adds the three words. Mechafi, she tells Rabbi Meir, if that's the case, I have a contradiction, Rabbi Meir. Why is that the Tzitzitama we learned over there? Achas minachalos. Let's say you have one of the chalos ben lechem upon him, and one of them becomes tummy, or one of the chalos nishtei lechem becomes tummy. Lechem in a story, and that's the I'm sorry, I messed up. Lechem in a chalos is one of the shnei lechem, but lechem in a story means one of the lechem upon him. Lechem in a story means there are two rows of six each. Lechem in a shnei yitzvah beis ha-shrei, where Yeshuda says you got to burn both of them. Since one becomes tummy, you got to burn both. Shein karmen tzibichol, you can't divide up and say let them eat half and not eat the other half. However, Chachomim is saying we assume Chachomim is our mayor. Hatome betumaso. That which is tummy remains tummy, of course. But a Torah yachal, the Torah can be eaten. So you see, our mayor is into what?
Splitting up.
Yeah, we said Omer Alfie doesn't split up. Says Marabiyah, Sir Boom, Shem Yon said, Mani Omer Lo, Who are the Amrlo who said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do Korn Pesach in two halves? Not Rabbi Meir himself, but rather, Al Daiti to Rabbi... Mani Amrlo Chachoy Mishay, Kishitos are made, the whole Rabbi Meir, that everybody makes Pesach Rishon, but not they don't hold, it's not like Rabbi Meir, in that Rabbi Meir said, you can do 50-50, and this Amrlo holds, you can't split them up, okay? So they both argue, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says the Tmeim get pushed up to Pesach Sheni. They both argue on that. But the question is whether you can split them up the first Pesach or not. Rabbi Meir himself says, yes, the Achim who held like Rabbi Meir that you do everything on the first Pesach, held that you do not split them up. Okay? You don't split up in two groups. What are you going to do? We'll see in a minute. Say some more further. Al-Dadar Meir, according to the story, Meir, who says you do half and half? Hahein mechza a mechza mad avile. How are we looking at this half and half? Kiruba, we're looking at it like a majority. Kimiut, we're looking at it like a minority. In time, we're going to see. Look at it. Next word is a big type, which would be kimiut. You want to say that we look at them as a minority. So then, Hatori made the most insurrection. Then the 50% of our Torah should not make Beit HaRishon because they're a minority, and they should be pushed on the Beit HaSheni. In theory, we're going to say you look at the 50% as a rov, as a majority, even though it says mute here, then Atmeim may not see Beit HaSheni. Then since you have 50% Tmeim, how can they make Beit HaSheni? They can't make Beit HaSheni because majority is 50% is like a majority, so the majority of people are Tomei. When the majority of people are Tomei, don't make Beit HaSheni, right? So how do we reconcile the opinions here? Rabbi Yisrael said, Lo amar rov tahorim, next word is a typo, according to Carpenter, Lo amar rov tahorim osim es harishon. We don't say the Torah meaning. Lo amar means the Torah. The Torah didn't say rov tahorim, that a majority of tahorim are the only people who make rishon. And rov tmeim einon osim es harishon. If you have a rov tmeim, then you, well, that if you have rov tmeim, make Pesach Rishon. If you have rov tmeim, animals to shame, don't make Pesach Rishon, but rather Pesach Rishon as well. We never said that. You're assuming that mechta mechta must be like rov. It's not necessarily so. That would assume that only rov gets to do Pesach Rishon. It's not true. Lo amar el rov tmeim lo yidoch lePesach Sheni. What I meant to say is that you can't push off a majority of the Pesach Sheni. That's why Meir says you do 50-50. Not that Mechza is Kerov. Mechza is not like Rov. And then we don't have Rov Tmeim nor Rov Tahorim as we Pesach Rishon. But who's pushing out the Pesach Sheni? Rov Tmeim, minority of Tmeim are pushing out the Pesach Sheni. Not a majority of Tmeim. And also not 50-50 of Tmeim. So therefore, the Mayor Ho said, if they're 50-50 Tmeim, you can't push them off the base of Sheni. Right? You can't make them the exclusive owners of Pesach Rishon, say, too much of a Tibor, because they're only 50%, they're not a Merov. But you can't take away from them the right to make Pesach Sheni, because they're not a minority. So therefore, says their Mayor, they make it side by side. Two separate production lines. Am I being clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So says more. Al daiti Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now let's turn the tables to Rabbi Yehuda. Al daiti Rabbi Yehuda. I ain't mechta mechta ma'avidle. Rabbi Yehuda says that you in this case it's 50-50. You don't do both do Pesach Rishon. So what do you do? So says more. Rabbi Bobby Shem Rav says mitam. What? No, he Badafka says, I don't want to get into it now, but he says this one you don't have to change. Because they didn't change the way.
Not getting into it.
Yeah. Why?
Because
yeah. He says, he the reason he changed Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Shimon and Omer Alf is in order that it should work out the last Rabbi, in order that it should, this Rabbi Yehuda should work out. Okay? It's too complicated for this time of hour of night. So, in any event, Al daiti Rabbi Yehuda, I hate mechza mechza ma'avilei. Why does he do it 50-50? So he says, Rabba b'shem Rav said, Matami echo b'sheretz. We'd make it always 50-50. Matami, one guy with a sheretz. Shmuel mar m'shadol so der chayk. We take one of the term and we kick him out of Yerushalayim. So he makes sure we have a majority of Tmeim. Right? According to him, man, we don't need majorities. As long as there isn't a majority of Tmeim, they're not pushed out the Pesach Sheni. 50% is sufficient. He's saying, we need majorities. Since we need majorities, so therefore we have to be Matami, one guy, or kick one guy out. So says Amar, ask your commander, Hayochi Machri al Atuma. So that goes according to the opinion that one guy can determine the status of Amar Mishra vis-a-vis Tuma. Begam, however, commander, Hayochi Machri al Atuma, we need to do that one guy is not sufficient, then Matan Mishachi Shnaim. And you have to send away two of the terms, so you have a margin of two. To Rav Krabi Lezer.
So that. So Meir's part is not the Mechsel of Knesset's Grove. We're still up.
No, it's never like Grove. It's just not a mute.
Right, I understand. Yeah. Somebody holds it down, though. I don't know who.
Gemara in Chulin. About Shecht half of the neck. They say Mechta Mechtura, but the Gemara also pushes it off over there. But the case which you're referring to, where we pass Galoch Lamais Mechta Mechtarov, is by Irvin. That part's Ge'oimid is okay.
Right, except for that.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Ravuna, Rabbi Yeshua, Ravuna, and somebody else argue. I want to say Rabbi Yeshua, but I don't think that works out. All right. In any event, says the Gemara, the Rav Krabi Lezer. Wait a second. So Rav comes out like Rabbi Lezer because he says in Matami one of them is Tmei Sheretz, two of them is Tmei Sheretz. You no longer make the you can make the Korban Pesach Betuma. So Kamad Amar Rabbi Lezer Hoya Tibur Magoi Nevelos. Just to say, Rabbi Lezer says that the Tibur is telling you because it touched Nevelo or it touched Shrotim. Osim betuma, they can make a betuma. As in other words, the Rav only look Rabbi Lezer sheet on that. Says more, no. She'en shamayim lidbol. That's only if there's no water in which to dip. Avolim yesh shamayim lidbol. Bol ain't osim betuma. The truth is that the tamei tuma sheretz eitzah is not a foolproof one. Only works in the absence of a mikveh. If there's any mikveh in Yerushalayim, you can't use that eitzah. Why? Because you can always go to the mikveh. Like Rabbi Lezer, he doesn't do the Korban Pesach year, so it's not a kasha. But it's like everybody else who can still do Korban Pesach that year. So therefore, if he has water in your slime, this says it's work, you're going to have to kick two people out instead. Because it always goes mikvah before nightfall. On Rabbi Lezer, everyone said, above it to must close shogesh. What's the problem?
Just
going to
be, the
Daffy
finished
Pesach
already.
Which Daffy only? Of course. We're 30 days behind.
It just dawned on me because I saw today they had good a schedule. They had one Daf Yom Yerushalmi in that convention.
They didn't have every day?
Only one? Only on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah? Maybe they did all three Vlad on Shabbos.
They only had one Daf Ayana. I said that. I think it was Daf Ayana.
Yeah. Depends what day the Gerers were there.
That was the Ger guy gave the show.
Yeah, the Ger guy gave the show. The thing is, that, so they would do.
Yiddish.
They did Yuma, or they in? That was the end of Pesachim, actually.
Pesachim.
End of Pesachim. Because we're about 30 days behind.
So this is Thanksgiving weekend.
I have it in my briefcase, which I'll be how far behind. No, they used to. They go to convention, they used to serve turkey. Not anymore. But for many years, they actually served turkey. I have it somewhere, but there was a in the Hamodia. I got the Hamodia, the English Hamodia. Yeah, and the English Hamodia, they have actually a kol kore from the Moetzes Dolia Torah in Israel to learn Dafim Yerushalmi. But it's a bottom of a kol kore to learn Bavli. So tacked on. So in any event, so says the Gemara. So the Rav Krabi Lezer, Gemara Rabbi Lezer, Hoya Tibur Mag. We have 25 plot left. Another 2 weeks. The Rav Krabi Lezer, Gemara Rabbi Lezer, Hoya Tibur Magoi Tnevelos, Magoi Shvatim Oisim Metuma. The if Rav doesn't Rabbi Lezer say this Rabbi Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer said the tzibur touched the veil, shrotim make a betuma. Says no, more no. She'en shemayim litbo. It's only if there's no water to toil. Yesh bo mayim litbo. Ain't no betuma. You can't make the korban base of betuma. Amr Reb Elezer says abo betumas kli shoreis. If the korban base comes to the tumas kli shoreis, then skip a line. Who bo should be instead of habo? Who bought the tumas yodaim? Then kohanim or tummy tumas yodaim, they can also get involved in doing the korban pesach. All right, one of the many things which are matami your hands and like mashkin, so they can do the avoda even if they're tummy tumas yodaim. And who bought the tumas sakinim? You can also use tummy knives, even though hypothetically you could always use a knife, which is made out of wood. You can sharpen a piece of wood. But since anyway going to become tummy when the blood hits the kli shoreis, so therefore you can use a tummy knife as well. It sounds like, although I don't think it's exactly the same thing, it sounds like the sugya we said before, remember, if the blood is going to be tummy, can we be tummy the rest of the korban? So it sounds like the answer here is yes, but that's not necessarily so, because it could be talking about here where the kohanim also are tummy. Not just the blood is tummy, but also the kohanim are tummy. Question is whether they have to avoid any contact at all with the korban pesach if they can, and the Yerushalmi is saying they don't have to. Okay? Hayatzibur shushlish is v'aviv. This time we tree on the Bavli. If the tzibur is the third zavim, shlish tmeim, a third tmeim, tmeim meis, or shlish tahorim, a third tahor. And Mother of Shem Rechizkiah says, Zavin u tmeim, ravin u tahorim. You got more zavin and tmeim meis than tahorim. Those in betumah, they make korban pesach betumah. But zavin ain't also in lois harishon, lois harsheni. But of course, zavin cannot make the korban pesach no matter what, not pesach harishon, not pesach harsheni. Amrei Zira said, nah! You don't take the zavin into account at all. Hazav asu oso kemumar b'horoya. The zav vis-a-vis the korban pesach is like a mumar vis-a-vis parhelim dover. You have parhelim dover, and the majority of class was chote, but only if you include the people who are chote all the time anyway. The mumarim, right? So does that make them a majority? No, they don't have the right to be counted. Because anyway, they're going to commit averus. It's only people who didn't have on the account of this specific psak and basin. So Zav is like a mumar baroya. Komodo tamar tamar mumar baroya. Somebody who consistently rebels against Chazal, ain't a lomal of lomorid, he doesn't count in the cheshbon. Afacha ain't a lomal of lomorid. So to this one third which is Zavim, they don't count the cheshbon, it's only the cheshbon of Tmeim Meis vis-a-vis Tahorim. B'nei Chabur Shin Ma'achad Mehem. If one of the men of Chabur came to me, V'nei Yadu Ezu, and we don't know which one it is, Trichim Lassos Pesach Sheni, they must do Pesach Sheni. Because, of course, all of them are Tomei Misafik. However, Tzibur Shnit Mo'echad Me'em is an amazing case Yushama brings down here. Tzibur Shnit Mo'echad Me'em, we did not have this in Bali for sure. Tzibur Shnit Mo'echad Me'em, 600,000 men, one of them became Tomei. Aber du weißt nicht. You don't know which one it was. So what's the halacha that year? What would you say?
I would think it's like one piece of treif meat and nine pieces of kosher meat.
No, but that's bittel. We don't say bittel here on human beings. He says, first Tana says, Rabbi Zira Meir, the first Tana says, Yasa Batuma. It's Tumutra Batibur, the same way. Because
anyone
that could be Tommy, anyone of the 600,000 people. In that case, you do Korban Pesach Batumah that year. He says, however, in the Gemara, it says, Tan Rabbi Yosha Yasu B'Sfeikon. It's only, there are two interpretations of that. The interpretation Lieberman gives is that, that only the people who are Sufik can make the korban pesach that year, because Tumahutra B'Tibur is not a debt. You can't say Tumahutra B'Tibur across the board, because the whole reason you're Yamata Tumah is because you have a Sufik, right? So somebody who's Tumah Sufik can make korban pesach, but not the Vadoim. So the two interpretations of this. One interpretation is Lieberman's, and he says that an individual who joins up that year and makes a Korban Pesach, even though he's definitely Tomei, Vadai Tomei, not just Sofik Tomei, he still doesn't get Koris for having done the Pesach Betuma, because it's a diminished Korban Pesach. It's a Korban Pesach which came at least in quasi Tuma, so therefore he has to get Koris if he does it in full Tuma. That's one interpretation of this line. The other interpretation of this line is given by Rav Meir Simcha, who explains that even the Vadoim, even the Sfeikim, that Rabbi Yeshua actually argues and says, even the Sfeikim should not do the Avodah Misafek that year when one guy then became Tamei Misafek. Rather, if they did the Avodah, they don't get Koris. So he's saying it's like L'chatchilim B'diyevi. He says, that which you said, the Sfeikim could do the Avodah, it doesn't mean they can really do it. Because Tumah Tzibur Tzibur is if you definitely know the Tumah Tzibur is Tomei. Then you just have a Sufik. But if the guys did it, the Sfeikim did it, so we don't give them Koris because, you know, there's a question that perhaps that they are in fact, there is in fact Tumah here anyway, so therefore there's no reason to give Koris.
How about designating one person to do Pesach Sheni and having anyone else?
Yeah, but still, since there's no Bita Barov, so it's like Kokovoka Mechza Mechza Tami. So if 300,000 people are Tomei, 300,000 people are Taurus, that won't do you any good. Okay, you can't designate somebody to drop out. By Kavu, you can't just drop out the questionable piece. It's not, you know, we don't know which one it is. So therefore, you can't designate one and just say, oh, that's the one it is. It doesn't work. Says more further, Rabbi Yashem Rashim and Loki said, L'Roya Hilchu Acharov Eretz Yisrael. In terms of Paralim Dover, it's a majority of the people living in Eretz Yisrael. People living in Chutz Lartz do not count. A very fundamental concept. The Tuma, in terms of the Tuma, Hilcha Acharov Nichosim Azara. In terms of the Tuma entire, by Pesach, the majority of people enter the Azara for the Korban Pesach. Says for a cute question. When each group comes to the base and make the Shamri Kitos, were there?
Three.
So do we reckon each one independently? Are the Tumah Lesutra Betiva for that cut or not?
No.
How so?
You do everybody.
How do you know that?
I think it's Moses.
Maybe. The Yerushalmi has a question about it. And that's not even one of the Yerushalmi's options at the point. We don't look at the subsequent Kitas, only at the first cut. They determine for that day whether the Tumah is going to be Hutra Betiva or not, the first group. We don't look at anybody else. That's the alternative. So the Yerushalmi, of course, comes a little round to your way of thinking. Says Yerushalmi, Amar Yisrael Bun, Achim Mechutzei Mishayim Atzim. Well, everybody's outside. You make a head count of everybody who came for that day to the Korban Pesach, to the Beis Hamikdash, like you wanted to say. Amar Yisrael Levi, Shuvus Levi said, Horah, even though it says the Raya, it's a mistake, means by Horah, Hilchum Yilavol Chamasa Nachum Mitzrayim, it goes from the topmost section of Eretz Yisrael to the bottommost section. Rabbi Tamachum v'Shem Rabbi Chanachuna. Yeah, it's in. Actually, it's in the Golan. It's like north of around the Hermon. Okay, what? So Rabbi Tanchum Hashem Hashem Rabbi Chuna said Tam Rosh Hashem Levi Vayashlom Ayisei Sachag V'choy Samo from Levo Chamas Ad Nach Mitzrayim. So that's how we know those boundaries. HaPetzah Shnizak Domo HaPetzah whose blood is Sorem Yisbeh V'chakach Noida Shu Tomei, and then afterwards you found that the Korban itself became Tomei HaTzitz Meratze. The Tzitz atones for it. Nitmo if the owner becomes Tomei Tumas Aguf, his body comes to me, and it's Tzitz Meratzah, so it's Tzitz Meratzah on the tomb of the people involved. The Neshama, because they said, Nozir Vitzos, the Pesach, by both the Nozir, a person making Pesach, has Tzitz Meratzah, or Tumas Adam, the Tzitz Meratzah on the tomb of the blood, which is the Cheftza, and it's Tzitz Meratzah, Tumas Aguf, which is the Gavra. Nidma Tumas Atom, with one exception. If the Gavra came to me with Tumas Atom, tomb which was unknown, then at Tzitz Meratzah, the Tzitz does atone. Masnisa Bishanidma Mishiyah Levi Yoshal Kli. I'm just talking about when it became. I should have been a drum roll on this one. Yerushalmi says an amazing thing here. Actually, when I do that, it messes up the tape for a few seconds. Masisa v'shenitma v'shiyara l'aviro shokli. When is the tzitzmarata? Once the blood gets into the kli sharis and then becomes tummy. Havli nitma chulam malon. If the blood becomes tummy as it's pouring into the kli sharis, tzitz is not marata. Why is that? Because nasa kimakabel mayim. The blood which became tummy in midair, it becomes water. It's amazing, shocking chiddush, isn't it? It depends where the blood becomes tummy, where the tzitz marata. It must be in the kli sharis already, after Kabbalah. Not while it's in midair. Because the midair becomes tummy, it's no longer blood, it's water. So it's a mind-boggling chiddush. So Meir Simcha, the Or Samech, explains it. He says, well, he wants to explain it. I would explain it Kipshuto. I'm not so astounded by the Chiddush, but Meir Simcha says it means it's going according to the opinion which we possibly ain't Klorish or Klesharis Mekadish Mil Adas. Klesharis only Mekadish if you put something there intentionally. So it's, so you see you need intent. If you see you need intent, so that means that it's possible to have mistakes. If the act of putting something in Klesharis without any intent would be a valid form of being Makadishet, so no matter what happened beforehand, it shouldn't make a difference. But if it requires intent, awareness and intent, I should say, so then when it pours and becomes tummy midair, so then the there's no intent to put anything valid in Klesharis, so the Klesharis can't be Makadish anything. Is that clear what the Mishnah is saying? I don't like it that much, but that's what he's saying. Say that if I have a kli sharis requires das in order to be mekadesh, so then when you pour something and a midair becomes tameh, so then you can't have any das on it. Even if you did have das, it's just a mistake. If you say something which requires das, so it's possible to have a mekach dos, it's possible to have kedusha dos. If no das was required, we just look if it ever entered the kli sharis, then we say it's meratze. But since it's required, the das is required, so then you actually have to have a capacity for it to be dam, and then only afterwards we say that it becomes, that it was dam when it entered the keli, and so the kabol was not betos, and only after, I lost my train of thought.
Well, the kli sharis has this mystical,
right,
that allows the dam to be,
kosher, even though it's tummy. And that won't start unless you actually have the proper kiddush keli. That's what Mishulchan was saying. Okay, minayin l'safek kever tom. How we know the concept of kever tom exists? And this we had in the Bible already. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Rabbanin said, O b'derech l'chok alachem, if you are a distant way to yourself, ma'alachem b'goli, just like you yourself are revealed and known, avkodav ashe b'goli, so to any tomb which is revealed and known. That's a keratoma as opposed to a grave which is secreted away. Shana Mugol, it's not revealed. Ah, kidu no se Pesach, that's true by Pesach. It says, Obeder Chokol Lochem. But Nazir Minayim, why is it true by Nazir as well? Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rebbe said, V'chiyomus meis olav. A Nazir becomes tummy if a mace dies upon him. Ma'al lov shubagoli av kodav ashugoli. So just like if a mace dies upon him, it's revealed. So to anything which is revealed, yotzo kevertom as opposed to kevertom, she'ena begoli, which is not revealed. Tzibur shenitma is tumas sovek tom. Now what if the tzibur became tome in a sovek of tumas tom? We don't know if there's we don't know if there's actually a problem here, but there's a sovek. Ma'al shiratzel av asatitz. Does the tzitz work for this kid? So it says Mar Kavachomer. I tell you, certainly it works for this kid. It's a Kavachomer. Maim Yochid, an individual, Shurata Kocho, that he has less authority, Betumi Yadua, in well known Tuma, meaning he's pushed off, having less authority means he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. He has definite tuma, right? He's pushed out the Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, he fato kocho besofik kevratom. Nevertheless, you gave him more strength and allowed him to make Pesach Rishon in the issue of a kever in kevratom. Tzibur she yiftia kocho, she yafte kocho. a community which is far better, betumah you do it when it's a known tumah, that it's docheh Shabbos, eino din sheyifate kochav savikera tumah, is not true, certainly true, that they should give it a better strength, a stronger position vis-a-vis kever at the home. Let me say that outside, because inside it came out a bit unclear, or a lot unclear. If you have tumah, is not hutcher for yachid. Yet kever tomah is hutcher for yachid. So by tzibur, where tumah is hutcher, certainly kever tomah should be mutter. That's all kavachomer. Okay? Very simple, straightforward kavachomer. No, you don't like it?
Well, it's just, it's not, I don't think it's kavachomer, it's just extending from a single case to a majority.
No, we're saying kavachomer. We're saying kavachomer for yachid who can't go by himself, right? He can't make Pesach Sheni. He can't make Pesach Rishon. When he's by himself, he can never make Pesach Rishon. Tumah pushes him off, right? Nevertheless, we say, right? Okay. Nevertheless, we say Tumah's Kevatom does not. So Tzibur, which is not pushed up by Tumah, either of they push off the Tumah, right? So certainly they should say that the Kevatom does not affect them, because they're less susceptible to the devastating results of Tumah. So it says the Gemara, no. Chomer, which means you start by, you say, by care, if by Yachid, where Tzib, which doesn't push off Tumah, and yes, make Pesach Sheni, Tumah Sonotom is not a problem. So certainly by Rabim, which can potentially overcome Tumah themselves, then certainly Tumah Sonotom should not be a problem. It's only kavachomer if you end up being machmir for sure, but that's not the case by tumas at home. Let's say we're making on tumas at home, this might be bring about a big kula by tzibur. Why is that? Because if we're making on tumas at home, if you have a case of 51-50, so normally what would you say? 51 people are Torah, 50 people are Torah. You'd say what? You won't make Pesach Rishon. But if you take away this guy, one of those 51, because one of those 51 was Tamei V'tumas HaTahom, right? Then you're going to lose your being Docha Pesach Rishon, making Betuma. So therefore, to observe the rule of Tumas HaTahom by Tzibur is not a Chomer necessarily. It's not a plain Chomer, which we would advocate. Sometimes it could turn into a Kula, and that's why we can't advocate it. Okay, so that's what Yerushalmi says inside. He says, where am I? Kausha make a biyachid, but the kula which is by yachid, she is by deilo lifnei zrika. We found that after shkita, before zrika sadam, right? Yase kemishenit malacha zrika. It's tough. It's if he can't tell me after Zerika Saddam, he's not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Let's talk about Tumah Satom. Kasha Mekah B'Yachid. No, it's not. It's a Kula, right? It's not tough. Kasha Mekah B'Yachid. The Kula that you have by Yachid, she's by there a little from Zerika, if he comes to wear Kerva Tom even before Zerika Saddam. Yaseki Bishit Malacha Zrika Zibi came to me after Zrika Saddam. Bishush Lo Yidoka Pesach Sheni. He's not pushed out to Pesach Sheni. Rather, can make Pesach Rishon. At Machmir La Betzibor. You want to be Machmir Betzibor? There, it's not going to come out to be a Chumra. What's a manifestation of that? Shin, there's a couple of typos. Shim Nisvadalo. There, if you find out, Livne Zrika. Before he does Zrika Saddam, Yatzka Moshe Nitma La'achar Zrika. It's if he can't tell me after Zrika Saddam, Yishush Lo Yel Chobos, so he can't eat the meat. He's not doing a Pesach Rishon. I didn't say it right before. I got the idea right, but not quite the case. The case is that it's not a kavachomer, because if you're matir tumas at home, if you're matir tumas at home by Pesach Rishon, for the tzibur, so then they won't get to eat the korban pesach because you won't see tumuhutra b'tzibur. That's the problem. In other words, if you're mekel, again, we said if the case you wanted to set up, we said if by yochid where we're mekel on tuma, we're machmir on tuma. We're making on tuma sata home. So by a tiba where we're making on tuma, sure should be making by tuma sata home. And the Yerushalmi says no. The refutation is it's not a good kavah chomer, because by the case of an individual, if you're making on tuma sata home, that means that if you became tome anytime after shechita. If he found about Suma Satan before Shechita, but after Shechita, before Zrika, it's as if it's after Zrika, and it was Yotzi's Korban. That's okay. Because he was going to be Tomei anyway, so Suma Satan is a Kula. It lets us say that his Korban is a valid Korban. Couldn't have eaten it anyway. Suma Satan comes and says he's allowed to eat it. I'm his alti, but he's yotzei's chiyuv. But by a tzibur, if you say to him, tumas atom, so what's it going to say? It's going to say that even though you became tummy before the zrika sadam, nevertheless, if you became tummy after the zrika sadam, and therefore, you don't get to eat it. Right? But you're yotzei's chiyuv, but you don't get to eat it. But if you're not making tumas atom, so that means it hurts me! And the arts man, they do get to eat it. So by being mekel tumas atom, you're being machmir on the other side and not allowing them to eat it. Again, now they got it straight. If you're mekel tumas atom by yachid, that's fine. You're not. There's no harmful fringe benefit, side effect. I should say, it's no harmful side effect because you're mekel tumas atom. It lifnei zrika, so even though normally I would say it's not a valid korban altogether, tumas atom says it is a valid korban, even though you can't eat it. But by a tzibur, if you're making tumas atom, so you deprived us of, you snatched away from us the principle of tumot shebet tzibur. You don't have the principle of tumot shebet tzibur anymore, so where they once could have eaten, they no longer can eat. They lost their capacity to eat the korban. That way, the kula which you brought about by saying tumas atom is disadvantageous, because by yachid it always works to your advantage to make the korban pesach kosher. That's good. That's something we want. But by a tzibur, it's disadvantageous because without tumas atom, with korban tzibur would have been possible, and therefore I would have said too much of a tzibur, and they could have eaten it. But now you're machshir the tumas atom, so now they up the creek. They can't eat the korban, so that's no good. So let's see that inside. So says more again, fourth line from the top. Kal shad meikel b'yochid shemisvadeh lo lifnei zrika. The kul shad b'yochid, if he finds out before zrika that he was tamei, yasek mishim elach zrika. Nevertheless, since it's only tumas atom, so he came tamei after zrika. B'shul shlo yitcha b'ezer, he's not pushed off the b'ezer sheni. That's fine, because you're more machshir pesach. But at machmir lo b'tzibur, but by tzibur, it's not that it's more of a chumar, but rather it diminishes. Right? Means if he found out before Zrika that he was Tomei Tumas Atom, nevertheless, he make it Yasek Mishin Malacha Zrika. We say, no, it's if he came Tomei after Zrika. But then he loses the right teeth to me, which he would have had afterwards. That's very bad. Similarly, by Nazir, I can't learn a Kavachom either. Kashad make up a Nazir Tor. By Nazir Tor, it's a good Kula Tumas Atom. What does it mean? Shin misvadeh lo lifnei zrika. If he finds out before zrika that he became tomei tumas atom, and normally that would disrupt his entire thing, he'd have to start his nazirus from scratch. So tumas atom, yes, kibishnit malacha zrika makes if he became tomei after zrika. Shlo yavi karban tuma. He doesn't mean karban tuma again, because it's as if he completed his nazir successfully. That works. That's fine. But to extrapolate to nazir tomei anyway. At machmir b'nazir tomei, but by nazir tomei it caused terrible travail. How so? Shein isvadeh lo lifnei shechita. If he finds it again before shechita, before zrika, I'm sorry, that was Tame Tumas Atom. So, remember, he was Tame till now, right? So he finds it before Zrika that he was... he finds it before Zrika that he was Tame Tumas Atom. Yaseh becomes... Now here it should be commissioned is Vadeh Lola Achar Zrika. As if he found out after Zrika, and maybe Karma Tumo Kol Echad VeEchad. He's got to start from scratch. That's right, I got it. I'll say it outside. It says, if a Nazir Tame, by him Tumas Atom will be a terrible tragedy. Be make on Tumas Atom. Why is that? If it would not be make on Tumas Atom by a Nazir Tame, so what would I say? He finds out before Zrika that he's Tame. Okay. The carbon didn't work. You're still Tommy. Go back. You know, just count again. Come back again. It's all part of the one continuum. You never got Tohar in the middle. So then you have to bring one carbon at the very end of the cycle. But if you say Tumas at home, you're making Tumas at home. It means even if he became Tame, he became aware of his Tumah before Zrika, what do I say? No, it's as if he became aware after Zrika. If he became aware after Zrika, that means it's a new Tumah. You're ready where you left your first Tumah, and you entered another Tumah later on. So that means you're going to have to bring a whole new set of Korbanos. Again, if you don't say Tumah Hatahom, is mutter by Nazir, is that when he sees when he comes in contact with a dead body, between the time that he completed his Nazirus and the Zrika Saddam, so it's all continuation of the first one. If you're not making on Tumas Atom, right? It's all continuation. Because he never got to his carbon to break his first Nazirus, so continue with the same Nazirus, so you bring one carbon at the end. But if you make on Tumas Atom, that means that you whatever you saw before Zrika is as if you saw after Zrika. If you saw it after Zrika, so it's a new Tumah and requires its whole new set of Korbanos. It's not just breaking the first set, which will require you means you can piggyback all the Korbanos at the end. Rather, it's starting a whole new set. That means you have to bring a whole set of separate Korbanos at the end. So Tumas Atom actually will serve to disrupt your life more than to fix your life. Is that clear? Let's see it inside. So he says, by Nazir Tameh again, by Nazir Tameh she is Vadeh lo lifnei Zrika, finds it before Zrika, Yes, it comes out commissions Vadeh L'Achah Zrika, and it's as if he came found after Zrika. Maybe Karmat Tumah Kolech Velchus Gar being a Karmat Tumah each every one. So therefore, we don't know by Tzibur and by Nazir Tomei any reason to say you're making Tumas Atom. It's this Kula. It's just going to bring about another Chumra at the end. So it says the Gemara Ke'adah D'Tana. Oh, this is still part of the disproof. Kador Atana, every Koran to each one, Kador Atana, Chazim and Idma, if he comes to me after he was suitable to bring Korbanos for the first time, maybe Korban to Mukhlech Vech, it's got to bring Korban to me each time he comes to me. So says the Gemara, Oveid Shel Pesach. Well, actually, that's the end of Tumas Atom for now. It's not the end. Oveid Shel Pesach, Maushi Rata Lovet Atzitz. What if the Kohen became Tomei but Tumas Atom? Kavachomer, let's say Kavachomer. Umayim Bailim Shurata Koichim Buzokin Mechole, the owner of the carbon, if he's a Zokin Mechole, can't participate in the carbon. However, if he's Tomei Tumas at home, he can participate. Right? If he's an old Zokin Mechole, he can't participate because he can't eat. But Yafisa Kochon, he said he can participate in Bezovi Kavatom, his question, just a question of Kavatom. Oveid, a Kohen, not the owner. She feeds the kochah b'zogin kol. An old kohen or a sick kohen can do that avoda, just because you don't have to be able to eat to do that avoda. And odin shetiapel kochah b'savik kevratom is not a kavachomer that kevratom is not a problem, and he can do that avoda. So says Yerushalmi. No, loy mamayto b'baylim she feeds the kochah. the Bialin get more strength. Bishar kol tumas b'shem Hashanah, in all the tumas in the rest of the year, meaning that normally a tummy can send in his korban the entire year. The fact that the owners are tummy is not an impediment. You don't have to be there present for your korban. You don't have to eat it. So therefore, the entire year you can send your korban even your tummy, right? Any korban, shlamim, ola, any korban you can send it. No, we'll give it to members of his household to eat, or other people to eat. Anybody can eat the shlamim, right? Smicha is not makif. I mean, that's what we have to answer in the suya, right? So maybe there, that's why Kervatom is with her, because as opposed to Oved, an Oved, a Kohen whose tummy can never work, ever, period. Maybe not make up by Tumas Atom. May make up Tumas Atom again by Bailin, because by all other Tumas, the rest of your Xerah Korbezel, they can send their Korbanos. But by a Kohen where I never make any sort of tumor, maybe Tommy Kohen can serve, right? So says Megora Maikadun. What's the conclusion? Rav Nachman Sher Amona said, Lochem, and the puzzle which allows Tumas Kervatom says the word Lochem. So it means Bein Lo, Bein Lo Ovichlo. It means regardless of whether it's the person himself or the person who's not voyed, Tumas Kervatom is Mutter. Akadonos the Pesach, that I know about a Kohen who's making the Pesach for you. Nozman, what about a Kohen who's being the Korbanos of a Nozir? Rabbi Yezir Shemir Chizit said, Avin Slavi Meir said, I wanted to say, Olav lo lovichlo. It says by Nozir that Chiyamus Meso Lov means it has to be a definite mace and the not Tumas Atom, but that's only going Olav on the person, lo lovichlo, not on the Kohen who's making the Korban. He might have time who knows the space, but since the Bryce says knows the space are exactly the same, Adamra might enough of the day. You see what falls in this case falls in that case, Nafal Adain, and therefore Ketuva Tumas Tom is mutter for a Kohen by Pesach, and it's mutter for a Kohen by Nazi as well. Eizu Kevratom, what is Kevratom? Hamesh Shenikbar B'kasha B'tem, and a mace was buried in straw or hay, Ubafar or dirt, V'chatsura Tsuras or pebbles. That's all Tumas Atom because you have no way of seeing him. Amliga or Maiv is buried in water, by Fela, or just in darkness. The case slammer cracks in the rock where it's easy to discern the body. And also Kevatom, it's not Kevatom because you should have checked it out. Kosher, though, the general principle is reverse gear, so here too. Kosher ain't at Yochel Fanoso, anything which you can't remove because you can't see it. Also Kevatom, that makes a Kevatom. Kosher at Yochel Fanoso, anything which you can sure remove because you can't see it. Ain't also a Kevratom, it's not a Kevratom. Now, Yerushalmi goes completely off on a tangent. Although Pnei Moshe Korban Eda didn't think so, Neiman is clearly right that Yerushalmi goes on a tangent. Once you mentioned straw, why don't we talk a little bit about straw? And it says, the Mishnah Erevin is an exact replica of the Sugya in Erevin. The Mishnah Erevin says, if you have a crack or a trench between 2 yards, you want to make one Eruv, so you have to fill in the trench, but you can't fill it in with Tevin. Not with hay, because eventually you're going to take away and feed your animal. So it's not going to be bottled there. Kashtem and Yochel Fanos. Before I got there, I skipped a line. No, that's right. Koshad Yochel, it should be Koshad Yochel Fanos Enos Okevatom. Anything which you can see the body take away, that doesn't make Kevratom. So now the Yerushalmi asks, and the Yerushalmi is not going to answer this question. But Kashiv Temin and Yochel Fanoso? I understand. Kashiv Temin, you're also going to find the body. If it's deep down the ground, you don't find it. That's too much atom. But if it's in the hay pile, the haystack, you're going to move the haystack. So why is that called Kevratom? Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. Now, says Yerushalmi, though, Masniso, our mission is Lok Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry. The mission of Erev is not like Rabbi Yossi. Well, again, this is toy non sequitur. It's toy about just Tevin in general. Mishnah Erevin says you cannot connect two chatzeros which have a trench between them by using Tevin. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said Tevin will be. It's not like Rabbi Yossi because Erevin says Tevin will be lo mevuto. You can't use hay. You just negate it and make it stay there. Rabbi Yossi and Mishnah said Divra Kohi. You know, can even go like Rabbi Yossi. You know, I'm Adam Rabbi Yossi. That which Rabbi Yossi said that the Tevin becomes canceled and becomes part and parcel of the structure, and therefore you can make one eruv between the two courtyards. It's bikshu bolam be'efer. So you actually mix dirt into the tevin, because then clearly you're not going to use this animal fodder in the future. But as long as it remains animal fodder, there it's not batel, and everybody would agree that. Yesh tevin shu kofer, yesh tevin sheinu kofer, yesh tevin shu kofer, yesh ofer shu ketevin. However, the Gemara argues on that. Even the Gemara just brought that answer. The Gemara itself argues on Rabbi Yossi and says there's some hay which is like dirt, and there's some dirt which is like hay. Tevin sheinu kofer lefanoso. Hay which you're not going to remove from there, I get, and the assumption is even if you didn't mix and not mix up dirt, so then hareyu kofar, it's like dirt and it makes both of the courtyards one. Avishat osi lefanoso, dirt which you're eventually going to take out for a construction somewhere else, hareyu kotem, it's like hay and it doesn't make both the courtyards one. Based Rabbi Yana Amri, and that's Rabbi Yana, they said chofeu machtzelos, if you cover the hay when it's in the trench with mats, bottle, then the hay is bottle. Says, well, I don't understand that. Yisra Chameh, come and say, Milu Machzos, if you filled up the trench with mats, lo bottle. Then the trench is still a reality, you have to make two chatzeros. Chipo Machzos, bottle. But if you covered the trench, only covered the trench with mats, then it is bottle? How can that be? I don't understand. It makes no sense. If you, the more mats you put in, the more it should be bottle. Yet we see it's not true. You said that if you have straw all over and then you only have mats on top, so then that's sufficient. Why is that ever sufficient? The Ushami doesn't answer. One more line. Yisra Chamei. Let's come see. We just said, sorry. Milo Chayos Tzricha. What if you filled the trench between the 2 yards with empty sacks? Does that work? Again, it's nothing to do with our sugya here, right? It's just some close sugya erevin. So it says Yushalmi. Rabbi Zigan, Rabbi Mishim, Rabbi Shmishim, and Lugger said yes. Afilu rake, even if the sacks are empty. If they're full of sand, of course it works, right? They're sandbags. But if they're empty, they're still considered to fill up the trench, and therefore you can make one error between the two. And we will stop here for tonight. We're still on Kevertom. We'll come back until tomorrow night. Okay.
We only have 23.
It's
Ayin Aleph.
It's Ayin Aleph, that's it? Oh, that's good. I thought it was longer than that. Ayin Pesachim is much shorter here. That's the problem. Probably Ayin Pesachim was longer than we could catch up a lot of ground with. Ayin Pesachim is short in this Masechta. It's only six or seven. Four, six, seven blot. How much is it? Four, three blot. no respite. No rest for the weary. But hopefully the next Masechta will be easier. The next Masechta is Yuma, I think. Right? Yuma and Deshami?
I'm not
going to
be here during the week of Xmas.
Going to
be gone. I am gone from the 24th to the 31st.
Okay.
Looks like you'll be gone on the special.
We'll call for the